o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. 844-770-3776. More of your positives and your negatives. Speaking of positives, Mike McCarthy's team is 4-1. Are they fool's gold? But first, Mark Tauscher has breaking news.
Hit it, Jesse.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
All right, guys. New athletic director, obviously about 100 days ago, Chris McIntosh took over for Barry Alvarez. More change at the University of Wisconsin. Becky Blank, our chancellor, just accepted a job at Northwestern. She's leaving. And why this is sports related? Because you know what I think this is going to end up meaning down the road. Good luck to Becky. She's been fantastic. I like Becky a lot. Gotten to know her. I believe this means there will be alcohol sales at the University of Wisconsin in the near future. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
That's my take.
So the chancellor is leaving, and the breaking news is that it means there'll be alcohol sales in the stands.
No, I mean, it's a big deal. Obviously, if you like the University of Wisconsin like I do, it's a big deal. You're going to have a new chancellor, and I think it takes a while, right? Probably 8, 12 months. I don't know how long it takes to get it. But I do believe that this will, as we've seen, 8 of the 16 Big 12, Big 10 schools. I think we have 16 or 14? 14. I think this is going to be the ball that gets rolling, and I think you're going to see beer sales at the stadiums on campus in the near future. And that's why it's sports related, in my opinion.
So, as someone who doesn't take part in that at Camp Randall Stadium, is that going to bring Wisconsin in line with most other Big Ten and Power Five schools by having beer sales in the stadium, or is that still kind of a 50-50 proposition throughout college football?
I just told you, 8 out of 14, what is that? That's a little more than 50%, right?
Yes, it is more than 50%.
So I think it probably would bring it in line, yeah. That's what I think.
Or it's a 50-50 proposition. I guess I meant more through the entire, like, is the SEC, do they sell beer at all the SEC games? Because they print money.
I don't know. The only SEC games I've been to, we brought those little flasks in. We took flasks when we went. So, I don't know.
Tennessee.
Correct. Sailgate.
Knoxville.
Yes.
Beautiful place, but didn't beat the Badgers in the polling on ESPN.com. So, that is the breaking news that Rebecca
Blank
is leaving.
I feel like you're poo-pooing this like it's not a big deal. You guys don't care.
Nah.
All right. I think it's big news. I do.
I think when the chancellor at the one of the largest land grant universities in the country is departing for another school, it's huge news. I didn't realize that it was going to segue into beer sales. That took me by surprise. I'm not going to lie.
That's why I found it interesting. So take that for what it's worth.
We wish Rebecca Blank all the luck in the world in her new job.
It's going to be Coors Light everywhere at Camp Randall. That's going to be my prediction.
Is Northwestern the better job?
From an academic standpoint,
I mean, if you're interested in academics,
boring.
It's definitely not sports. And as a whole, no, I don't think so. But I think if you're the snooty,
snooty
like Reese or all that.
Hello,
stuff,
Governor.
And Northwestern is viewed very highly in academia.
Right, then, you think that Madison is the Harvard of the Midwest. Clearly, you have not been to Evanston. We've got a tiny football field, but we fit all of our academic scholars out there.
True. Is that British, or what was that?
It's snooty is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Northwestern is the tofu, and Wisconsin is the ribeye. 844-770-3776. Speaking of terrific analogies, let's see if John and Fond du Lac can assist with the analogy work of one Mark Tauscher. John, good morning.
Welcome. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
A couple of positives on the game. I think the national pundits and a lot of people were picking the Packers to lose, and we end up with a win. So that's a positive. And statistically, with Mason Crosby missing those field goals and an extra point, I see it as a positive that he's probably not going to miss another one for the rest of the season. On the analogy...
Hey, John.
I don't
John?
Think this... Yeah.
John, are you involved in a high-speed chase right now?
Are you in Cambria?
No, I'm holding at my intersection through the green light while the ambulance drives through. So I'm being very
responsible.
Very
that is good.
Well done. Good. Yep. Thank you.
Safe driving.
But on the analogy, I don't want to see the Packers turn into like the Detroit Lions, where we have a really shiny toy and it's awesome, and we're just going to throw the burden on that, whether it be Megatron or Barry Sanders, especially when we're trying to convince the guy that we want him to come back for a number of years. And that's all I got. Okay. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
God, I love it when somebody drops a love you guys. Just shows how committed they are to the program. So he's saying that Devontae is the shiny toy and we're trying to convince Aaron Rodgers to stay longer. So he's clearly in the... ride the Hall of Fame quarterback until the wheels fall off.
I think everybody's now in the ride. I thought. I think most people are ride the Hall of Fame quarterback. Just please come back to us. That's where I think most fans are right now.
Do you think Ron in Sheboygan is?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do.
I don't think so.
That's all right.
I still think there are people.
That's what I love about fans. You can have your own opinion.
Bunch of draft picks.
I'm not going to. I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I'm not going to tell you that you're a complete whatever. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Can I get some? Tell you you're a complete whatever.
Can I get some clarity on what we're actually trying to say with the analogy?
Yes,
I've been a little confused. I got to be honest.
That was again. I love people helping. I do. I want help. I need help in a lot of ways.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say is, you don't want to overindulge on one thing. That's what the Packers are doing with Devontae. It is, he is everything. I think my Lamborghini one is, you got the sexy, sleek car that it's awesome to have out, and it's productive, you have fun with it, but you need some meat and potatoes. You need a Chevy Tahoe. You need that, where you're going to get from point A to point B in the weather. I guess that's, and I don't necessarily know that's why I need help. There has to be a better analogy. I don't care if it's food, if it's a drink, if it's cars. There's different ways that you can spin this thing. I have not gotten it good yet.
So I've got a few texts trying to help you out.
All right,
let me
hear.
Wanted to make sure I knew what we were trying
that's
to say
the,
before.
That's the gist of what we're trying
running
to do.
Through this. So Nick and Wanakee says, it's like wearing your favorite T-shirt every single day.
It's not bad. It's better than mine. It's better than my cauliflower steak. I'll give you that.
Not hard to beat.
Matt Coonan. Adams is to receiving as Tausch is to analogies. Sometimes you need the listener to be the MVS of analogies and haul in a deep ball.
That's really good. That's a very good one. Not surprising from our MVT.
This one comes from Caitlin in Madison. Tausch analogy improvement suggestion. Exercising every day, but only lifting weights to bulk up to look good in the short term doesn't help your long-term health like doing a variety of exercises.
Now that's a good one. If you're only interested in your biceps and you're only doing curls and you're doing stuff that are just strictly for that, you're not doing anything, your legs are spindles, you're not doing anything overall... That's a good analogy. That's not bad.
Well, I've got one of my own.
Oh.
Well, let's hear it.
You have an Aaron's snow thrower in your garage.
Okay.
It is the Devontae Adams of snow throwers. The absolute best snow thrower. Doesn't get any better. Check out Aarons.com to find the one that fits your budget and your lifestyle and the size of your driveway and how long your sidewalk is. When you get that thing out, it is the creme de la creme of snow removal. But it's not always the tool that you want to be using if, let's say, there's a dusting of snow. Just get out there with your little shovel and clear off your driveway. Doesn't even have to be a great shovel.
It's a pretty good analogy.
I mean, just an okay shovel.
Pretty good.
But pretty get good. The job done. Save the errands. Hey, 1 inch of snow, 4 inches of snow, 15 inches of snow. Hey, if it's accumulated to that level, go ahead, use it. Give them 41 uses over the winter. But if it's just flurries, leave it in the garage. Use Alan Lazard, the shovel, the
yes.
goon.
This is pretty good. Who's the broom?
Check out Errands.com to find out
who's
more.
The broom? Like the broom deal, if it's you get a real small dusting. Is that Mercedes Lewis? Is that Bob Tonyan?
This is a good question. And where do the running backs factor in? Do you just let, they're so good, you just let the snow melt?
I think the running backs.
You just let them go.
Maybe that's like the stuff you put on to make sure there's no slippage. You put the salt down after.
Salt. Like you would put on a shuffleboard.
You genius. Jason, you genius. You have been terrible with analogies for most of our show. You usually don't even partake. And then you totally redeem yourself with a great analogy this morning. And you found a way to tie a sponsor into it. A partner is now in on the analogy game. Beautifully done.
You know who I am? I'm Mason Crosby. I miss on pretty much every analogy leading up to that one. But I nailed that one.
Yeah, you're more like Dave Rayner. I'd say more Dave Rayner.
I like Dave Rayner. He's in the real estate game now, from what I can tell from Facebook. All right, so those are all of our positives and negatives. And Devontae Aarons is the Devontae Adams of snow throwers. Make sure you still have a shovel, though, and you can get Randall Cobb involved once in a while as well when there's only flurries. So those are our positives and negatives. You can keep those coming via the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. I want to check in on this poll question, though, and if you've got any other tweets or Facebook posts about our positives and negatives. But Jen Latta, I just got scolded. Well, I didn't get scolded. Someone else got scolded, but it felt like I was getting scolded. Like Mama Latta scolded us. I will explain, and we'll check in on the poll question next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
I got the magic in me.
The fact that we kept getting opportunities, I mean, you've got to give it up to our team, the way we fought to get in that position again. And, I just wanted so badly to come through there. It's what I do, and it's, I had a couple go bad there, and, I was really happy to hit that last one.
Snapping at me. Now everybody wants the best of magic, 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 magic.
That is Mason Crosby, who made the game winner in overtime after missing three field goal attempts and an extra point during the course of yesterday's game. Our poll question, with the help of our good friend Jen Latta, who I was not the one being scolded. By the way, Tausch, I know you have two absolutely amazing children. I do as well. I love them dearly. I don't want to out either one of them when I tell this story. But it was the one that is named after a city in Wisconsin, not named after a city in Australia. This morning, I dropped the girls off at school. And then I get an email from said child informing me that she doesn't have her trapper keeper. She can't find her trapper keeper. Now, she's old school. She wanted a trapper keeper like her mom and dad had. As you recall, did you have a trapper keeper?
I did. Yep.
They're not small, right? No. I mean, they're bulky. They're very large.
Correct.
I can't find my trapper keeper. Can you look and see if it's at home and bring it to me?
Now, you have Velcro. So, is a trapper keeper has to have Velcro, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Closes up, but
yep.
It's big. Like, it's big.
I know. Yep.
Bigger than a book.
It's
like,
bigger
it's
than the
not
Penske
small.
File. Like, it's bigger than a Penske file.
So I spend 25 minutes before the show searching our entire home, the garage, both vehicles for the missing Trapper Keeper.
It's at
no
Steinhoffels.
Luck. Can't find it. That was not the child that was at Steinhoffels.
You need someone to go look, though. I'll go play shuffleboard again. I volunteer. I can help
probably
you out.
Probably have
there.
A donut or two.
Yeah, we'll stop in. Yeah.
Just don't put salt on the shuffleboard. I get a message after my long search and after sending a note that says, "Matt, unnamed child, I can't find it." And the reply is, "It's okay, it was in my book bag. It was in her backpack." How do you lose a Trapper Keeper inside your backpack?
I don't have an answer.
But no, I can see this. If it's got like the flap, it could get like folded over, and then you're looking, you're scrambling, you're in a hurry, thinking you forgot.
Jesse,
it.
Did you have a Trapper Keeper in your? They're like a phone book.
Yeah, they're huge. What's a phone book? Yeah, they're huge. They're a lot of times the Trapper Keeper replaced the backpack. Like the backpack was the mode to get you from home to school, and then once you're in school, the Trapper Keeper gets you from class to class.
Keeps everything in it. Yeah. So anyway, I'm happy to report she has it. I'm also happy to report that my radio, I don't want to call her my mom, but she did scold some folks for questioning why she would suggest the Packers are fool's gold. Good poll. 1,500 votes already.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting way of looking at it. I disagree with her, but I think there are fans that feel like, oh, you played the Steelers, they stink. Yeah. Detroit Lions can't win. Meh. My point was, your three road games, murderer's row. Murderer's row.
No, it's not murderer's row, but they did win two road games and one neutral site game they lost. But the question simply, do you, like Jen Latta, believe the Packers are fool's gold at 4-1? 81% no, they're legit. 19%
yeah.
Yes, they're fool's gold. So
about
there is a segment of Packers
fans.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be an 80-20 deal. Yeah.
So what are they then? They're not fool's gold. Are they a Super Bowl team based on what you've seen through five games?
A legitimate Super Bowl team. I would say right now, you feel like there's three and maybe four teams in the NFC. Maybe if you want to say, I still am not a firm believer in the Dallas Football Cowboys, but you could throw them in there. And I think that's where your list is at. AFC, I think, is less. I think the AFC is more cut and dried than the NFC. So I look at Tampa, just like I said from the get-go. Tampa, Rams, Packers, in no particular order. That was coming into the season. I've seen nothing that's changed my mind about that.
Arizona
is 5-0. They deserve a lot of credit. I am still not a firm believer in that, but I get where you're coming from, and the Dallas Cowboys are better than we thought. But I just think the Green Bay Packers are playing at less than full strength than most of these other teams. Obviously, Tampa's got a ton of injuries. Green Bay's got a ton of injuries. The growth potential for this team is much higher than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rams, I know everybody loves Matthew Stafford, but let me ask you, if Aaron Rodgers were on those Detroit Lions teams, do you think they have the crap years that they do? No, I don't. Stafford, don't fall into this Matthew Stafford is some legendary quarterback because he's been on bad teams. He's got his opportunity now. Let's see what he does. The Rams are a good team and can definitely beat the Green Bay Packers. I'm not saying they can't, but I'll take the Green Bay Packers over them. I think this is going to come down Tampa GB again. That's what I think is going to happen.
Jesse, I don't know. We haven't heard from him in a really long time. But with Russell Wilson's finger injury that will keep him out 8 weeks, is it possible that the Seattle Seahawks are going to get a visit from everyone's favorite clown?
He's warming up. He's warming up, that's for sure. Losing that Thursday night game last week, that definitely...
I think I wrote them off from the get-go, didn't I?
Yeah, you said they would might be the worst team in the NFC West.
Yep.
And look, I think every team out West is one quarterback injury away from being the worst team in the NFC West.
Green Bay's one quarterback injury away from fighting for this division that's not very good.
No, they're not.
No, they are.
The Bears are the second best team in the division. You ought to see who hasn't won
this
game
does,
Murderer's
this,
Row. Look
this
at this. Three
verify,
and two Bears.
And Jason, will you agree now that Jordan Love could lead this team to an NFC North title? Because I think they could. You can make that argument pretty clearly, in my opinion.
So the Vikings are 2-3 at this point?
With a game-winning 60-yard kick against the Detroit Lions, yeah.
And Dan Campbell in tears after the game for his disappointment for his guys. The Bears are 3-2. You're not saying that Jordan Love is good. You're saying that that's how bad this division is?
Correct. And that's what I said back. I remember you got after me and Jesse. Jesse said Blake Bortles. And I said, I don't know about Bortles.
Bortles could win the division.
No, Bortles ain't winning the division.
I don't want to find
Not if it starts from the jump. But now that you got four wins, maybe Bortles could get it done.
So do you think your answer is different because Aaron Rodgers has gotten you to 4-1 like he did during the 2017 season before Anthony Barr broke his collarbone for him?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a better team.
And that team finished 6-9-1 with Brett Hundley at quarterback for most of those remaining games. Maybe. I don't want to find out. I do not think that would be fun for us to
I would agree.
Discuss. The only other question I have is I look at these standings in the National Football League's NFC conference. Is there someone on this list that you do think is fool's gold? Because you have said what you did about Seattle, and you are now with Russell Wilson's injury, that much closer to being right about them. You have also been a staunch critic, and he's proving you right as well, of Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, who now sit at 2-3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen, Kyle Shanahan, he's a good football coach. Everybody just crowned him. Crown him! You crowned him like he was his dad. Or that he was a legendary football coach. He's had one winning season, guys, as the head football coach, and we think he is just God's gift to coaching. I've never said he's a horrible coach. I think he's a good football coach. But he's not legendary. He's not that guy. He's just not. Now, we'll see. He's got his hand-picked guy. He's going to develop him. He's going to get his time because everybody's crowned him. But the bottom line is they haven't won. They've had one season that they've won. That's it. So, San Fran is fool's gold. I don't even know if I would put them in that category because I don't think anybody really views them as being a serious contender at this point. They're a tough, good football team. But that offense has been not great.
And now Kittle's on IR.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my last question about this, because I'm looking through these standings, and let's let Mike McCarthy and his how about them Cowboys be part of this, okay? Dallas 4-1, Green Bay 4-1, Tampa Bay 4-1, LA Rams 4-1, Arizona Cardinals 5-0. Okay, those are five teams. Seven make the playoffs in each conference.
That sounds
correct?
Right. Yes. Yep.
So here are the teams that have more than one win throughout the rest of the NFC. Some of them are on the Packers' remaining schedule. Washington and Philadelphia are both 2-3. Mm-hmm. Giants are 1-4.
Yep.
Bears are 3-2. Minnesota 2-3. Carolina and New Orleans are both 3-2. And in the NFC West, both Seattle and San Francisco are 2-3. Anybody else outside the five that have 4-1 or better records, anyone else make you nervous there?
I think New Orleans has to, what they did to Green Bay, it has to, from a Packer fan standpoint, you have to be thinking, whoa, I don't know if, because their formula is good against Green Bay. They have a dynamic running back that can expose you, really good offensive line, and a stud DB that can slow Devonta Adams down. That's why I don't know if we want to see New Orleans again. I think we'd beat them, which sounds crazy since we lost by 35 points last time we played. But I'm not as – that's a team that I think will find its way. I think you'll probably see them, and then can the Bears sneak in? I don't think so. I think they're just so limited on offense, it's going to be tough sledding. So I think New Orleans is going to grab it, and I think – so what, there's one other spot if you take everybody else out of the equation. Carolina, can they hang in? I don't feel great about that. I think you're going to see – it's either going to be the Vikings or the Bears. I don't know who's going to battle that out. I think one of those two teams could sneak in.
Well, they can dream fearlessly at this point in the season, but they better move forward carefully and ensure carefully the health of their teams, because all these teams are a spate of injuries at the wrong spot away from having their dreams dashed. The Packers have kept their dreams alive so far.
They have. And hey, Badgers, how about that big W down in Champaign? Yeah, it's Saturday. 24-0. Pretty good deal, huh? Well, if you want another great deal, welcome back to Camp Randall LaCole Center, where we all come together to celebrate our favorite teams, and to do that, American Family Insurance. They want to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. You and a guest select either a football or basketball home game in 22-23 regular season. You can attend either Camp Randall or the Cole Center. You get a full tour of the facility. You get on-field or on-court pictures. You get two pregame sideline passes. You get two bags full of Badger swag, and you get $2,500 in travel stipends for you and a guest. That's amfam.com/badgers to enter today.
The Wilde family made its weekend stop, as it often does, at Fleet Farm. We need to do that every weekend, it seems. Got some nice gourds. Sydney very excited about her gourds. We're excited to play Need It or Don't Need It, presented by Fleet Farm. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Got a big kick out of Sydney yesterday, who I don't think had ever heard me use the line about Fleet Farm, that they're basically paying me to shop there with all the great 4 cents off of gas and the $5 off a $50 purchase on the bag of popcorn. And she used the same line. And I don't know if that's great news that she's a lot like me for her or not, but I know this, she's like me in that she loves going to Fleet Farm.
And Jason, the hunt is on for deals, and Fleet Farm has everything you need this deer hunting season. Top brands of gear, clothing, scent control, game processing, and more. Get it all at Fleet Farm. Use Parts Finder at Fleet Farm to look up over 9 million hard-to-find parts for appliances, power equipment, electronics, and more. I got this tennis ball machine that we lost the charger for. I wonder if Fleet Farm, I'll have to check Parts Finder to see if they can help us with that. Sign up for Fleet Rewards. Earn points to save even more. It's free to sign up, and there is no credit card required. You can start earning points today. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955.
Time now for Need It or Don't Need It.
Made it? I guess you're just what I need. That's what I need. Or Don't Need It. Presented by Fleet Farm. Remember, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, then you don't need it. Fleet Farm, serving the Midwest since 1955.
And look at this, an audio element of Need It or Don't Need It. Let's hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say after the game yesterday about Devondre Campbell.
I was talking on the sidelines today with some, I don't know if it's MVS or somebody else mid-game, and we just said, how in the hell was this guy on the street? It's a great pickup by our personnel folks. He can run. He's a great tackler. He's around the ball all the time. He's a great locker room guy. I mean, it's baffling to me, and it's we're just so thankful to have him, because I think as he continues to make plays, his leadership opportunities will continue to grow. Guys listen to him. He's leading the defense as much as he feels comfortable, and man, that's a guy we're really lucky to have.
So now maybe a loaded question after we hear that from Aaron Rodgers yesterday, but need it or don't need it, Devondre Campbell needs to be awarded the Unsung Hero Award through the first five games of the Packers season.
He's been great, but he was brought in, and we saw this. We heard people talking about it at training camp, that he was going to be the guy. So I don't think he's unsung. I think he's sung. I look at Yash Nyman as the unsung hero. But starting out at left tackle, holding his own, doing a nice job, filling in when he has been needed to do it. That, to me, is unsung. There ain't nobody singing anything about Yash. Matter of fact, you had the quarterback saying, are you sure about this guy? Yeah. Adam Stenovich was sure about him. Gave him the opportunity, and with the help of Matt LaFleur and how he's game-planned some things, Yash is my unsung hero, not Campbell.
My only issue with what Aaron Rodgers said is that Devondre Campbell wasn't on the street. He was in his home. Right, Tausch?
Yes, yes, I understand that. I think you're trying to prove a point, like, how is this guy not in the league? But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know where he lived, though, so I have no idea. I would assume he had his house. I'm not sure where he was at. That's a fair point, though. Make sure your quarterback knows that.
Played at Minnesota, but he wasn't on the street.
Need it or don't need it.
The Packers still need to find some new help for secondary the rest of the season.
Is Jair Alexander coming back? If he is not, yes. I think they do need to find somebody. If he is back, I think you make an argument you feel probably as good, if not better, about this secondary with a DePoy back there as you've been in a while. Because Stokey is coming on. He is getting better and better. Kevin King, yes, see, I thought
Kevin King played well yesterday.
That's my point. I thought he did some good things. All of a sudden, if he's your third corner, you feel a heck of a lot better about this secondary than you do if he's the other guy on the opposite side of Jair Alexander. The question isn't do they need help for their set. It is Jair Alexander going to be able to play the rest of this season after his IL stint? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think the Packers know the answer to that. So am I going to be mad if they go out and pick up a guy? No. I don't think that would be the worst idea.
Corollary question, though. Can Kevin King stay healthy if you don't have Jair because he left the game late with a shoulder injury? So even when he... That's the thing about Kevin King is even when he plays well, then there's an if. Right?
Just another reason why it's probably not the worst idea to have picked up Gilmore.
Well, he needed to be cut. What's next, Jesse?
Need it or don't need it.
Last one, as we were just talking about the NFC North and the NFC as a whole. The Chicago Bears, winners in Vegas yesterday, need to be taken seriously as the second best team in the NFC North. Now with Justin Fields as their starting quarterback.
Tausch? Now there's a team that was fool's gold, right? The Vegas Raiders.
Those three good wins to start the season. They got some issues going on.
No, it was fool's gold. Jason's right. Denver and the Raiders were both fool's gold. I said that on Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Tausch said that.
Denver was
on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, which I'll be on again this week at some point. I am not going to tell you guys which day I'm going to be on because I want to see.
Oh, it's so hard to tell.
I want you guys to judge whether or not I'm extra cranky because of Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Was it last night?
And I'm actually going to be in for Fitzsimmons, not for Freddie this time.
So, I love Freddie.
Yeah, it'll
can
be
you get
Freddie
me on
and I.
While you're on? Can you get me out as a guest?
I think we could probably work that out.
Can you get us Freddie or Fitzsimmons so we can ask them if you're cranky with them too?
I'm sure we could probably get one of those guys. Yeah.
So wait, so does this mean that in an effort to prevent us from being able to tell that you were on Freddie and Fitzsimmons?
I am not going to tell you guys no because I felt...
Does that mean that the next day after you've been on, you're going to try extra hard to not be extra cranky to throw us off? Because then we win in that scenario.
It's good to win. It's good for everybody to win. What was the question here? Do we have a question?
Are we taking the Bears seriously? Do we need to take the Bears seriously?
We're not. Their offense is just not very good. And I think defensively, they're obviously always a good defense. Khalil Mack has, you know, had a big game against his former team. But is anybody really, really thinking that the Bears are going to have enough offense to beat the Green Bay Packers on Sunday? I'm not. And I haven't even started with my headline writing team yet as far as what we're thinking. I haven't gotten into that yet. But I'll be, I think the Packers will be favored by, what, 6 or 7 points on the road, if I'm guessing.
It takes a village to write Tausch's headlines. That's it for Need It or Don't Need It. Jesse, is Sean Connery in there with you?
I think he might be around, yeah, from beyond the grave. I think he's here, yes.
Because you know what we're going to talk about next? Game 3 of the Brewers-Braves series is at noon, right after our show.
Of course!
You can listen on 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee on the flagship. You can catch us or catch a broadcast of the game right here on 100.5 ESPN Madison as well. But what are we hunting for next,
Jesse? Hunt for Brew October, Mr. Wilde. Couldn't find it on Saturday, but Friday, good day to hunt.
That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Metropolitan Urology. No need to wait. Go to Metropolitan Urology now to solve your men's health problems. Real doctors, real solutions. That's GoUrology.com.
Watch it on the news. What you gonna do? I could hear profession forget. Used to keep it cool.
Of the best of five NLDS series with the Brewers and Braves even at one apiece. First pitch a little bit after 12 noon. Catch the flagship broadcast with Uke on 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee and catch the ESPN broadcast on 100.5 ESPN Madison. And if you miss any conversations all across ESPN Wisconsin about the Brewers, there's no better place to check it all out with Crew Talk on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Annex Wealth Management. Anything Brewers related on the station, you can make sure you're subscribed to Crew Talk with Wisconsin On Demand. You'll find it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Crew Talk, presented by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. So now we know why the Brewers lost game 2.
Jeff Passan?
You were there.
Oh, I'm going to blame Passan.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, it was mine.
Did you fall asleep?
No, very awake. Very awake.
How was the energy? Great energy?
Really great. Okay. Yeah, it was awesome. It was electric in there. I mean, the yellow towels waving. Here's the one thing about the towels. Back in 08, they had the thunder sticks, the boom, 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 where you blow them up and then you clap them together and make a big noise.
Love thunder sticks.
The towels don't make noise. They just kind of whirl the wind around a little bit. So you really got to scream and shout on top of waving the
towel.
Or towels.
Twist and shout.
Oh, sure. But if you're looking to make noise, I would suggest the scream and shout option. But that's the one thing. But electric atmosphere for game 2. I heard game 1 was maybe even better when Rowdy hit the home run. There was definitely some nerves game 1 with the Braves putting guys on right away to start. Burns didn't have his best stuff, but they were able to get through it. Game 2, just couldn't score. Had guys on base, especially when the starter for the Braves exited the game. They just couldn't score. Couldn't come up with a timely hit with
and
guys on.
And they put some guys on. They got some stuff going. Never delivered anything big. And I think for as much as we gave Passan grief, is he right? Can the Brewers order? You don't trust this hitting. The pitching, he said, was going to be kind of a wash. Because the Braves' pitching's been really good, too. Morton was good. I do wonder, is Yelich needs to pop out of it. Your stars got to be stars when the money's on the table. And I don't think any of us anticipated, because he's been struggling for 2 years. But that's got to be, you have to have these moments, you have to have guys step up, and we're not seeing that. It's two games, we're 1-1, so there's not like a panic button hit, but I think Jeff Passan, who follows this a lot closer than we do, that's kind of the blueprint for how he felt this series is going to go. Now, the good news is, typically you'd be a little more panicky. Brewers have never been a better road team in its history of its franchise. Best road record ever. They are road warriors. And there is something about the professional athlete's mentality where sometimes you get caught up, we are great at home, let's kind of be a 50-50 team on the road. That is, I think this team loves being on the road more than they love being at home, which is rare. So now, here you go. Let's see what we got. It's a noon tip, which is crazy. And the fact that it's only a five-game series, that's crazy. But here we go.
Jesse, is this a must-win game for your crew, or is it just a pivotal game for your crew?
It is a pivotal game. It is not a must-win game, because you can still bring the horses back for 4-5 and get it done. And it's a lot of times I think it's hard to go and win a game for the first game in a playoff series at someone else's house. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves pull it out today, but the Brewers can still get it done in five. But in a five-game series, like Tausch says, everything's a little tighter in a five-game series, which is weird. You would think maybe the World Series would be that way. No,
I don't understand why you could make so much more money. Everybody loves playoff baseball. Cut the regular season by a week. Get it down to 154, 155, and play seven-game series. And everybody wants it. The NBA went to it. You want that best team to win the series more often than not. And it's just great drama. Why would you shorten the best part of your season? That just doesn't make any sense.
It's the way it's been done.
Don't care. Let's go.
How long have we had division series now? 20 years?
Yeah, it's time to go to seven games.
Expand the playoffs.
You tell me we wouldn't love having it. Go 2-3-2. So you don't have all the travel. 2-3-2. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go.
Once again, I don't disagree with Tausch.
The NBA did it. They expanded because theirs was best of five.
Because they wanted more money. They wanted to bring more money in.
It's all about the Benjamins. We will see in this five-game series, which is not being extended to seven games, if the Brewers' bats can wake up like Pedro Serrano's hats for bats.
Are we mad about a noon game, by the way? Because a lot of my friends are very irritated.
On a Monday?
Noon on a Monday. We're irritated about that.
I don't mind it. It is what it is. Like, the Brewers aren't the big draw. It's not the sexy series. The Giants-Dodgers is that's the series that's got all the appeal. So go ahead. But it's on. Let's just make it seven games. This shouldn't be hard. I don't understand why this isn't done.
You seem to be a little bit hung up on this whole five games versus seven games, because that was, you know, we've kind of moved
nervous.
On from that discussion.
I'm nervous about our squad. I am.
Don't we need to ask people with real jobs as opposed to what we do?
That's probably fair.
About a noon start. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you're Jason, done working at noon.
Jason, obviously everybody would love this game to be at 7 o'clock tonight, 6 or 7. It's not the reality.
What about 4:30 or something?
Nobody cares. At 4:30, people still work. Some people work past 4. I know that sounds crazy.
Right, but it's a three-hour game. What I'm saying is it's not in the heart of the workday if you're a normal person with a regular job that's 9 to 5 or 8 to 4:30 or whatever it might be. We get off the air at 12. It works for our schedule. We do work in sports radio.
It is rather convenient.
Yeah. We eagerly await the first pitch at 12:07 after our workday is over. I'll have to leave the Brewers game long enough to talk to me. The 11 o'clock hour, which will include Will Diatow's trivia, so be ready for that a little bit later. Yeehaw! Starts in 2 minutes. It's Will Diatow. Matt LaFleur at 2:30.